104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk.
Live team coverage starts now.
Good evening, it's 6 o'clock. I'm Chase Bunker. Our top story, one man is dead following a deputy-involved shooting at a cemetery in Yulee. Action News Jax's Jake Stofan has the details.
An initial call came in a little after 9 a.m. from a person reporting an individual at Green Pine Cemetery who appeared to be in distress. The first deputy on the scene attempted to talk with the man, but the sheriff's office says when he pulled out a gun and pointed it at his head, three more deputies responded. Tragically, deputies' efforts to talk the man down were unsuccessful, and Leeper says three of them opened fire after the man pointed the gun towards them.
No deputies were hurt in the incident. The FDLE is investigating the shooting. Jury deliberations continue in the sentencing phase of Patrick McDowell, the man who killed a Nassau County deputy in 2021. Action News Jax's Megan Moriarty has the details.
Last chance.
Despite all the warnings.
Once you do this, you can't unring that bell.
Patrick McDowell, the man who shot and killed Nassau County Deputy Joshua Moyers, took the witness stand for the second time just before jurors heard closing arguments.
I do not deserve to live a long life.
His words catching the courtroom off guard.
I'll be honest with you. I spent all last night laboring over the closing argument. I swear to God, the defendant just gave.
And as I mentioned earlier, the jury is still deliberating right now, and they'll decide whether to recommend the death penalty or life in prison for McDowell. And former President Trump was back in the Supreme Court spotlight today. The justices are considering whether he should be immune for prosecution in a case that claims he interfered in the 2020 election. WOKV's Samantha Manning explains today's historic hearing and the impacts a decision could have on this year's election.
Attorneys for former President Trump argued he should have immunity from charges stemming from alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election results. They claim questioning the results was part of his official duties as president.
If a president can be charged, put on trial, and imprisoned for his most controversial decisions as soon as he leaves office, that looming threat will distort the president's decision-making precisely when bold and fearless action is most needed.
But attorneys for the Justice Department argue giving a president blanket immunity would set a dangerous precedent.
His novel theory would immunize former presidents for criminal liability for bribery, treason, sedition, murder, and here, conspiring to use fraud to overturn the results of an election and perpetuate himself in power.
If the justices rule against former President Trump, his D.C. trial will likely begin later this year. If they rule in favor of the former president, the charges would be dismissed. And if they decide not to issue a ruling and to send it back to the lower courts, any potential trial would be postponed, likely until after the November election. In Washington, Samantha Manning, 104.5 WOKV.
WOKV News Time is 6:03. Coming up, we're going to take a look at your drive in and around the Jacksonville area as you head home from work or if you're heading out to dinner tonight. And then we'll have the start of Jimmy Fallon's Fox Across America next.
Don't let everyday aches and pains keep you from living your best life.
I don't think I really understood what people meant when they talked about pain until I started feeling it myself.
Start feeling better every day with Relief Factor, a daily supplement designed to support your body's fight against aches and pains.
Not only do I move better without pain, I just feel better.
Created by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients that target four metabolic pathways to address pain. Relief Factor doesn't just mask aches and pains, it helps reduce or even eliminate them.
Today, I do the things I love, and it doesn't occur to me to think about pain.
You can feel the difference all day, every day.
Join the over 1 million people who have tried Relief Factor's 3-week quick start kit. It's only $19.95. Visit relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. And feel the difference of Relief Factor.
Why Arlington Toyota? It's Rich Jones. How about a huge selection of new vehicles in stock, on the ground, one location, 10939 Atlantic Boulevard. Every new Toyota purchase comes with Arlington's lifetime warranty, unlimited time and miles, a 60-day exchange program. Yeah, 60 days to love your new purchase or exchange it for one you do. Plus, Arlington's credit helper is going to help you get financed, even complimentary car washes with every service. There's so much more to love about Arlington Toyota. Shop ArlingtonToyota.com today.
This is the sound of turning small bets into legendary wins.